Okay, we'd like to turn to Exodus chapter 20 again. We've finished the commandments per se. Again, last week looking at the reaction of the people to these commandments, there was a negative reaction. It is one that would not really help them. And then they are encouraged by Moses to the reaction that would help them. But in verse 18 through verse 21, and all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings, the noise of the trumpet, the mountain smoking. When the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, Speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, Fear not. That is in this way that they were fearing. For God is come to prove you. And that is for this purpose, his fear, obviously a different kind of fear than what he told them not to fear, that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. And the people stood far off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. Last week we tried to draw a picture of the scene that was going on when God was giving the Ten Commandments, and we see that the people were very aware of what was going on, the smoke, the fire, the mountain trembling, quaking, and all of this. And the result was that a fear came upon them. And it was a fear that caused them to back away. It was a fear that put them at a distance from God. Not only that, it was a fear that made them content with that distance. They were fine with being far away from that mountain, and they were fine with God not speaking directly to us. It's very similar, of course, to the fear of Adam and Eve. We heard thy voice and were afraid. What was the result? They hid themselves from God, and they were content with that. This trembling type of fear came upon them, and they were content with the distance from God. We see it all the time. People don't even know it, therefore they will not admit to it. But people come into the house of God, and out of fear of God, they stay as far away as they can. And they will come back for the same reason. They don't know that they're afraid of God. They think that, you know, those people are nuts or preaches things I don't like or whatever. It really comes down to a fear of God. And that fear of God, they're content to stay as far away from God as they possibly can. And Moses said unto the people, Fear not. And the word he used there for fear is yare. And it's a sense of panic, one that fills an individual with dread. We are to fear God, but not in a way that's dreadful. And it's one that fills one with apprehension, anxiety, and horror. And this is the kind of fear they had, and Moses said, Fear not. That is, this is not the kind of fear that you would have. And again, that it was this fear that caused them to move further from the mountain. We see the people stood far off. So it was a fear that kept them at a distance from God. So Moses says, Fear not in this way. And then he gave a reason for, or because God has come to prove you. God has not come to harm you. God has come, and he's talking in the context, of course, of the Ten Commandments. God did not give these commandments to destroy you. Didn't give the commandments to make your life miserable. He gave these commandments to test you, to help you, to benefit you. But then he goes on in Exodus 20, verse 20. Again, he says, "Fear not, for God has come to prove you." And that, so now we're about to see a purpose. God has come to prove you for this purpose, or this is the purpose of the Ten Commandments, that his fear, different kind of fear, word now is Yaira, that his fear may be before your faces. And this isn't a fear that keeps you at a distance from God. This is a fear that ye sin not. This is a fear that leads you to keep a distance from sin. Two completely different results. One fear keeps you at a distance from God. The other fear keeps you at a distance from sin. And it's the fear, of course, that keeps us from a distance of sin. That's the fear that we need. And this is what God is encouraging them. So he says that his fear may be before your faces. That is right in front of you, something you cannot get away from, that you sin not. And again, two times in that verse, we have the word fear. But in our English Bibles, it's obvious it's two different kinds of fear. I mean, that's quite obvious. He tells you not to fear, and then he says this is why God has done this, so that you will fear. So it has to be talking about two kinds of fear. And the Hebrew, of course, uses two different words. You can pick up a Strong's Concordance and look it up. So we see the word Yaira here. And it's a fear of reverence. It's a reverential fear. Both fears have an impact upon the person. Both fears cause results in a behavior in the person. But once again, it's a completely different impact. That you sin not. So the fear that they had was an unhealthy fear. A fear that made them content with a distance from God. And what they needed was a fear that drew them to God. A fear that would give them victory over sin, that you sin not. It is referred to in Proverbs 14, verses 26 and 27, has the fear of the Lord. This is the fear that we'd have. It is a condition of the heart that, of course, displays itself in the life, that displays itself in an outward act. It is a fear, again, it's reverence. God gives the commands. And what ought to come upon us is a reverence, a high esteem for God, an honor, a regard, an awe of God. They had a sense of awe, but it wasn't the sense that would help them. And we do need a sense of awe before God, but it's an awe that draws us closer to God, not an awe that draws us further from God. Included in this fear, this reverence, of course, would be an affection for the Lord, a love for the Lord. And again, all of this would display itself outwardly, just as the fear that came upon them displayed itself outwardly. They backed up. They backed up from the mount. It was an outward display. And so this fear that Moses is encouraging them to would also have an outward display, and that is that you sin not. It would keep them at a distance from sin. And again, this fear that Moses encourages them to have is commanded throughout the Word of God. And it's foundational. It's foundational. It's foundational to a life of service to the Lord. One is not going to faithfully serve God if they do not have a proper regard for God. That's very simple. And the proper regard for God is this fear, this reverential fear. It's not the fear that you're afraid to take a step because God's going to smite you. That's the fear of dread, that he says, fear not in that way. But it's a fear of respect for God. And if we have a respect for God, we have a respect for his commandments. Those who do not have a respect for the commandments, that's a symptom of the real problem. The real problem is they don't have a fear of God. So we need this fear of God, this reverence for God. And it's something that's not possessed by the natural man. Notice in Psalm 36, in verse 1, the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. That is this reverential fear. There's different kinds of fear. But this reverential fear, we see in the book of Romans, chapter 3 and verse 18, there's none that feareth God. Speaking of this reverence. And it's something that's commanded throughout the Word of God. Psalm 4 and verse 4, and the frequency of the command tells us how important it is. Verse 4 says, stand in awe and sin not. Again, this is a fear that keeps you at a distance from God or from sin. In Psalm 33 and verse 8, let all the earth fear the Lord. Again, the Bible serves as a dictionary. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. That's what this fear means. It means to stand in awe of him. In order to stand in awe of him, you have to have some knowledge of who he is. Some realization of who he is. And the realization of who he is causes, the result is, you stand in awe of him. I try not to use the word, well, that's awesome. It's almost like that word reverent. God's really the only one that's awesome. Everything else pales in comparison. Psalm 89 and verse 7. God is greatly to be feared. And notice, in the assembly of the saints. So again, he's talking about a different kind of fear. This isn't a fear that keeps you from the assembly of the saints. That's that fear of dread. But this is a fear that would draw you to the assembly of the saints. Draw you closer to God. And as you're in the assembly of saints, it is a fear that's to be maintained. That is this reverence. And he explains that in verse 7. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. Again, it speaks of a nearness to God. That are about him, around him. And that describes the assembly of the saints. They're assembling around God. And that fear needs to be maintained. And if it isn't, what happens? Another kind of fear comes upon us and we begin to draw away from God out of fear. There are people, all, lost people have a degree of fear of walking in that door. They really do. And it's not that they fear the people here. It's not that they fear the building. They fear God in a dreadful way, and it's a fear that keeps them at a distance from God. Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23. Verse 17. Let not thy heart envy sinners. And then he offers a remedy for that. But, that is, instead of envying sinners, be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. Again, it gets back to focus upon God. One of my favorite verses in all the Word of God, Ecclesiastes 12. Pretty much a verse that sums up the entire Bible. Verse 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Fear God. Reverence for God. What does it lead to? Keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. What does God want me to do? Ecclesiastes 12:13. Fear God and keep His commandments. This is the whole duty of man. And it's pretty plain. This is a fear that causes us to keep His commandments. So it is this fear of the Lord. Notice in Proverbs 14:27, He tells them again not to fear in a certain way, a fear of dread. Then tells them to fear in a way that would keep them from sin. The fear of the Lord, verse 27, Proverbs 14, is a fountain of life. It is a fountain of life. Now, the fear that overcame the people was not a fountain of life. In fact, it was a fear that drew them away from the fountain of life. They stayed back. They didn't want God to speak directly to them, because it caused this great discomfort in them. Such a discomfort that they couldn't bear it. And I've seen people under the preaching of God's Word, they're so uncomfortable, they cannot wait to get out. It's like the building's on fire. They can't wait to get out. And they're saying in their mind, I'll never come back here again. Fear. But this is a fear that is a fountain of life. And it's a certain type of life. A life of God. But it's a fountain. It's a life that continually, abundantly, and freely flows. And it flows from what? The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. And Moses is saying here, this is the kind of fear that you need to have. It is a fear that is a fountain of life. It's continually flowing. It keeps you from sin. It's a life of enjoyment. A fountain of life. It's a life of enjoyment. It's a life of protection from destruction. Notice again, Proverbs 14:27, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares or the traps of death. So that tells me it protects us. It's a fear that protects us from the traps of death, from the traps that will result in death. It's a fountain of life. It's a fear that's going to be beneficial to us. This is spoken of, notice, in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. It's talking about this kind of life that is associated with this fear. The fear of the Lord is to hate. This reverence for God causes you to hate some things. You can sum up what it causes you to hate. It hates everything contrary to God. It has such a respect for God that it hates everything that is contrary to God. If you can love and accept all kinds of evil and unrighteousness, it's because there's no fear of God. There's no reverence for God, because this reverence for God leads one to hate evil and pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the forward mouth. Do I hate? Proverbs 16, verse 6. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. They don't have to sit and contemplate, well, should I do this or should I not? Should I depart from this or should I not? Should I depart or partake? If one has this reverential fear of God in them, they depart from it. It's just a natural thing. The reverence that we have for God does not allow us to partake. They depart from evil. And that's what Moses is saying here in Exodus chapter 20. That it keeps them from sin. That you sin not. Fear in such a way that you sin not. It is a life, this fear of God leads to a life of explicit trust in the Lord. Notice Proverbs 14, verse 26. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Now, a refuge is a place that you flee to. It's a place you draw nigh. This, again, is a fear of God that causes you to trust in God as a refuge and draws you, causes you to flee to God. You know, people say, well, I just don't understand why they don't trust the God. Well, the answer is pretty simple. They have no reverence for God. If you have a reverence for God, you trust Him. If you have a reverential fear of God, you flee to Him. And if you don't, you do what the children of Israel did here. You depart from Him. You move further away. So it all comes down to what one's perception, if you will, or attitude toward the Lord. It's this fear of God that gives us security and peace of mind. Proverbs 15:26, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. Fear of God causes us to realize that God is a place of refuge and you flee to Him. But when God spoke those commandments, there was a fear that came upon them. A fear of dread, a fear that could not stand what was going on. And they withdrew. And they pleaded with Moses, stand between us and God. We don't want Him speaking directly to us. It causes us to be too uncomfortable. And there's more lessons in that with Moses being the mediator between God and man. We have a mediator between ourselves and God. Let's look to the Lord. A word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you again for this day. Lord, we pray that you would help us not to fear in a way that would draw us further from thee and to be content with distance from thee, but Lord, that you would give us a fear that would draw us closer to Thee, and Lord, that You would give us a reverence for Your name, reverence for Your person, and therefore a reverence for the commands that proceed from Your mouth. Pray, Lord, that You'd help us. We pray that You'd help us to worship You today in a way that would bring honor and glory to Your name, that You would draw us, Lord, closer to Thee. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.